Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Say,
follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tan Line Tuesday on Twitter. So I texted Cable Guy yesterday.
Yes.
Because he played in a pro-am.
Yes,
in,
he did.
Orlando LPGA event over the weekend.
With Waltrip and an Asian girl,
yeah,
right?
Ariana Jutanagon, yeah, who is from Thailand. She's right up there. I think she's top 10.
That's not a NASCAR fan's dream, having Waltrip and an Asian girl.
Yeah. But I texted him because one of the problems the LPGA has is a lot of these.
It's nobody watches them.
Well, yeah. South Koreans dominate.
Yeah, because they practice all the time,
yeah,
and they go to schools over there, and they practice continuously, and they're better.
And when they come over here, a lot of them aren't that well-versed in English. Yeah. I think that, you know, they're trying to rectify that situation. So I asked him if Ariana Jutanagon was fluent in English, mm-hmm, and he said, yeah, Waltrip, not so much.
Yeah. That's fair.
Because his playing partner was Michael Waltrip.
Michael, yeah.
That's fair.
The old NASCAR guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, don't they, from the specials I've seen, don't they just, like, they breed them to play golf?
That's it.
From the age of, like, three, they're swinging a golf club.
And a lot of them, there's not much land either, so a lot of them are not even on real golf courses until they're old enough to even, they're so good at it. They practice their shots continuously.
Driving ranges.
Yeah. They're playing chipping, top golf.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But it's like 6 hours a day from the time they're old enough to hold a club.
And they're tutored. That's their school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course they're going to be better. And that's just the way it is. You'd be better too if you practiced 6 hours. I'd be
doubtful.
Still suck, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a bunch of American girls that can hold their own.
Yeah.
Top of the leaderboard is usually Asians. But I like the LPGA. It's good golf. If you're a golf fan.
It's chick golf. I'm not watching that.
I got other channels.
Yeah. all of them. Like all of them.
Yeah.
Right. And nothing wrong there. Of course, they're great athletes.
A couple of streaming services.
Yeah. I got other things.
You know.
Yeah.
I do have other things.
I'm a little more of a golf enthusiast.
You are.
Yeah.
You
any,
are.
Well, anyone else? Even, in this
we know golfers who don't watch chick golf.
I like to play golf.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that too.
Watching it, I can take or leave it.
Jack Nicklaus is 80 today. Just a note for our Deadpool players.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Does he still go to Laker games?
No, you're thinking Jack
Nicklaus.
Oh, Nicklaus. Yeah. Nicklaus. Okay.
Yeah, we were talking about golf.
Golf, yeah.
Did you mention golf?
Yeah.
He's still in pretty good shape, isn't he?
Yeah, he seems like he's walking around fine.
He's there at the Masters every year with that ceremonial tee off. He still looks like he's in pretty good shape.
Well, just a couple years ago, he was playing that par 3.
Yeah.
With his grandkids.
I think he played it last year.
Pretty sure he did. Coming in April.
Yeah, well,
they already ran the promos.
Talk about it then.
Oh, yeah. They're touting it already.
Yeah. We're not going to lead up to that. It'll be on, then we'll talk about it.
Come on.
Nope.
If CBS had the Super Bowl, we'd be hearing about it during the Super Bowl.
Yes, we would be.
Oh, yeah.
But I think Fox has it this year, don't they?
Yeah.
Yes. Buck and Aikman for your Super Bowl call.
A group of lawmakers in New York are proposing a ban on cigarette filters. Since the 60s, the 1960s, filtered cigarettes have dominated the market, but these lawmakers say they don't make smoking any safer, which we've all heard. They also claim the butts end up on the ground as litter, causing pollution.
So those things don't do anything? I never knew that.
No, they really
I mean,
don't.
I realize, I mean, you still die from cancer no matter what, but I'm talking, they don't filter out
they
anything?
They don't make smoking any safer.
Yeah. Well, they make it a little less harsh.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, because if you're smoking those.
And you're right, those things are just, they're around for that, what's a half-life, a million years, those things?
Yeah.
Yeah. But pollution's cool again, though, so what do we care?
Can you get cigarettes?
Serious, it is. It's cool.
Without a filter?
Yeah.
Like Grandpa used to smoke?
I think so, yeah.
Grandpa used to smoke those Camel no filters.
Yeah.
Until his lips fell off.
Yeah.
Just seems like maybe it's a half measure. You know, let's ban the cigarette filter.
Right.
Well, that was for pollution purposes.
How about we ban the cigarettes?
Yeah. Filter's for pollution purposes.
Yeah, pollution purposes, right.
Yeah, because that's what ends up getting thrown around. That's what you have to pick up.
Yeah, that's a nasty
That's like
stuff,
the number one trash item that gets picked up
yes.
by people picking up trash.
It's disgusting, yeah.
So now Laura Ingraham can get on her show and smoke filtered cigarettes just to piss off the libtards.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And sip out of plastic straws. In fact, I'm going to smoke my filtered cigarette through a plastic straw just to piss off you libtards.
Make TV news smoky
again. That's all it's
about,
man. That's all it's about.
So they're trying to get rid of pollution.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Necessarily cigarettes in this case.
Yeah, but if you got rid of both, you'd get rid of the pollution and the lung cancer.
There you go.
Yeah. And if you need the filter, you can get one of those fancy-looking ones. You know, like Hunter S. Thompson.
Like Cruella DeVille?
Yeah. Like Cruella DeVille.
I'm thinking Hunter S. Thompson.
Yeah, but it looks more like a chick thing.
More people think of Cruella DeVille.
It looks more like a chick thing.
But I think that was that purpose, was to act as a filter.
Yeah, cartoon villains and eccentric writers are the only ones that can pull that off.
Right. Pretty much.
Regular dude with one of those big long things, you'd look like an idiot.
When Nick goes out to smoke, let's see him do that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, it is Veganuary.
A vegan is anything with a mom, so don't eat something that has a mom.
That's not just something, but something that comes from something that
don't
has
eat
a
milk,
mom.
Don't eat milk from your mom.
So a vegan can't eat
That's
fish.
That's right into that.
Right?
No.
Nope.
No fish for the vegan.
No animals or animal byproducts.
Right. Which is fine. Do what you want, brother.
So they can't take, like, fish oil?
Nope.
No, correct. Probably not.
No.
Can't wear leather?
Yeah. That's where I draw the line.
Yeah. It'd be hard to keep track.
Yeah. No. I'm sure you can find it.
Again, I think there's
just
probably
shove lettuce in your face all day.
Lots of online resources to tell you, you know, what brands and what things you can buy that are vegan friendly.
Yeah, oh yeah,
oh yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I got no problem with the vegans. I could not do it, but good for you.
No, yeah, do it. It makes you happy.
Right,
but that's
right.
Tough.
Yeah. Anything with a face, Craig, don't eat that.
Mm.
I never heard the anything with a mom.
I heard that we got an email on that today.
Okay.
That's why I didn't know. I never heard that either. I figured a face would cover that too. I've heard anything with a face.
Yeah, that's what we've heard.
Which is, by the way, means you have a mom. Of some something out there is a mom.
14% of all Brits say that they are taking part of Veganuary this year. I don't believe that.
The whole year or just January?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, just Veganuary. To give it a try.
I could do that for a year. I could do that for a month.
You could do that
for
a week.
If somebody made it for me.
There, exactly.
I mean, I don't want to do the hassle. I mean, I could do it. I could eat vegetables for a month and stuff that I don't want to.
I could go vegetarian. Vegan is, you can get rid of eggs and cheese and milk.
Well, you could. It's just a month. I'm not talking about.
I know, but it'd be tough.
Eventually, you'd want
if there was to. If there was a payout at the end, I'm not going to do it just for the hell of it.
Some fish or some chicken.
You're healthier. That's the payout, Tyler.
No, I like fish, and nobody ever says fish is bad for you, or chicken, and even meat in small quantities is okay.
We get vegetables in the mail now.
You mentioned that yesterday, yeah?
And I've been eating a lot of barramundi. Are you familiar with the fish barramundi?
Nope.
If you're a seafood lover, you should try it.
All right. Never heard of it.
Thank you. It's good.
Never heard of it.
Asian sea bass, also known as, which is kind of a misnomer because it's a river fish. And it's full of the yummy...
Asian river bass.
And it's not a bass.
Yeah. Yummy omega-3s.
Got it.
Supposed to be good for you. And it's a firm, white, flaky fish. I like it.
Sounds good.
I recommend it.
So the sea bass is neither from the sea nor a bass?
No. It shows you how unimaginative they are.
And you're going bass to mouth, too, by the way.
Well, that's very imaginative.
Yeah. You're going to buy it.
Well, no, they just
name it that. The Americans will buy it. That's like Chilean sea bass.
Trying to piggyback off of that. The Chilean sea bass, which is actually the Patagonia toothfish. Yeah. But you can't market it like that.
No, nobody wants anything called toothfish.
No.
That's why. I eat Chilean sea bass if I see it. I like it. But if it said toothfish, I probably wouldn't know.
And the barramundi is known as something other. Yeah, you know, some really odd
barracuda?
Tracker.
Yeah. Is it barracuda?
No, it's not a barracuda.
Barramundi.
But its real name is something unattractive.
You can punch it if you want, Craig.
And not marketable.
But you kind of laughed at it.
I have to punch myself.
I know. Punch yourself first, then punch me for making you. Because it was really bad. It's a bad joke.
But if you are a seafood lover.
It's not even qualified as a joke, actually.
I think your fish stores would have barramundi in stock. Maybe not on a regular basis, but from time to time. And you can try it, and you can thank me later.
Okay.
Veganuary, huh?
Yeah. Now,
I could do that easier than not drink for a month. Because I don't want to not drink for a month. If you gave me a choice... Eat nothing but, you know, vegan stuff for a month or not have a glass of wine a bottle of vodka.
Right.
Which ends up being, I would rather go vegan for a month than not have a drink for a month.
All right, here's our buddy Annalise. She's done the vegan stuff.
Oh, yeah?
How long did you do it
for? Yes. Hey.
Hey.
I started in October of 2013 and... I fell off the bandwagon for a little bit, but I'm back on it this year just because I watched the documentary Game Changers on Netflix.
Yeah, that's pretty.
And right after
I saw
right
that.
After you watched the Bitcoin documentary.
No, I've seen. I know. I've seen the ads for the one you watched. It's pretty brutal, right?
Yeah, yeah, and it's mostly focuses on athletes, and there's a reason why the Titans got as far as they did because 14 of their defensive players are now vegan. And it improves performance. It helps with, like, circulation in your vessels.
They're not in the Super Bowl, man. They're not in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter to me. Packers aren't in the Super Bowl. You got to win the Super Bowl, or I don't care. You're a loser.
Yeah, the critique I've always heard about that diet is, where do you get your protein? Like beans?
That's the thing, though. You can get them through beans, but when you think about it, animals eat grains. They eat greens. They're vegetarians, essentially. So they're the ones providing protein. So there's protein.
There's
3 grams of protein in a potato. So
potato.
Just because you're eating meat, exactly, because the meat and dairy industry has been
what have you missed over the years?
Real cheese.
Okay. How about you said you're completely vegan, and what confuses us sometimes about that is all the stuff made with animal byproducts. So you still drink, right? I know that. I've seen you drink.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So
like there's some hardcore vegans who don't even eat honey because bees contribute to the production of honey.
Okay. And so avocado as well.
Why avocado?
Yeah. Same reason, bees.
Well, bees
really?
Bees pollinate everything.
Yeah.
So
not everything, but yeah, a lot.
Okay.
And figs. Figs, wasps pollinate figs.
They're just too hardcore then. They're just too hardcore.
Wow, you could take it to the nth degree.
So what do you miss when you?
It's a lot.
Do you miss
You're actually making a point here because part of this story is the things that people find the hardest to give up, and she mentioned cheese.
Yeah.
Very hard, but number one was
they've done studies. The brain is addicted to cheese.
Yeah, and number one, the most difficult thing for people to give up is eggs.
Oh, yeah. And egg beaters don't count because that's actually from the egg, so that wouldn't count.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So there's a lot of recipes that you can take tofu and make like a quote unquote egg scramble with tofu, but it's just not the same.
Now, are you anal about it when you go to a restaurant if it's cooked on the same grill as something else was cooked on?
No.
Okay, good.
God,
you
no,
would never
no,
to go to.
I'm
never,
only doing it for health reasons.
You never got out to eat at all. Is your husband?
Oh, on, yeah.
Is your husband a vegan?
My fiancé.
I'm sorry. I see you on the. Yeah. So, you know, we're Facebook friends. So I saw you waving your ring around. Yeah. I thought you got married.
He is sometimes. He eats. You know, I cook for us both. You know, I cook both of us dinners, and he eats vegan. But like when he's at work, sometimes he'll stop and get like an egg omelet down in the cafeteria.
Yeah, don't tell.
You know,
don't tell my fiancé.
He just can't do it.
I would tell Annalise I had some White Castle today.
White Castle has black bean sliders now. So
have you noticed? Have you noticed? Obviously, you're not an older person, so you never had any cholesterol problems. All that stuff go away. I mean, have you had any of that?
It did. It did affect my cholesterol. It went down. It definitely went down. It wasn't high to begin with, but it had gone down by several points.
All right, I would miss seafood you don't have to miss alcohol, so I'm not going to miss that. You're right. So,
it is tough sometimes.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
There's a little story.
See ya.
Thanks. Vodka doesn't have a mom.
No, but I'm its daddy.
Now the other thing I read about the barramundi is the reason it's good is because it eats plankton. It doesn't eat other fish, so it's not going to be full of mercury.
She had a good point about that. Animals are vegan. The kind we eat, a lot of them are. You know, so why not cut out the middleman and just eat what the animals ate?
Eat plankton?
No.
No,
but I mean, if beef just eats like they don't eat other beef to fatten up. They eat grains and things. So.
Plankton doesn't have a mom. No. Plankton doesn't have.
You
a
sure
face.
Plankton have a mom?
Plus, you know, on the upside, you're better at covering that speedy slot receiver on your when you're playing defensive back.
Yeah, I don't care what the Titans do. They lost. You win the Super Bowl or you're a loser on the show. That's it.
And if you're going to go vegan, they say take B12 supplements or you could risk permanent nerve damage. So look into that. In case you want to go to be a vegan.
You're not automatically thin. People assume you're thin when you do that stuff. Pasta is not as fattening. And I think people replace a lot of stuff with pasta when they're vegans and vegetarians in general. Well, I can eat spaghetti, can I? Cool. I'll eat a lot of that.
Yeah, just no meat sauce.
Right.
A dead coyote being tested for rabies.
Well, don't send it to Omaha.
Yeah, you don't want them to lose it.
They might even lose a dead one.
they might be able to keep track of a dead one.
I don't know, man. We lost a dead one.
In New Hampshire, a man had to choke this coyote to death to protect his child.
Choking the coyote last night.
Saw this story.
Police say the coyote went after the kid on Monday. The dad intervened, killing it with his bare hands.
This is a stud, man.
Something must be wrong with that coyote.
Well, they're testing it for rabies. Yeah. Earlier in the day, the coyote attacked a car.
Whoa, that's a mean coyote.
And got into an enclosed area by opening a sliding door. A woman inside was bit and got a rabies booster shot. That's out of New Hampshire. In California.
New Hampshire. I didn't know the coyotes made it that far into New England.
The rabid ones do, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He kind of lost his way.
In California, a mountain lion attacked a 3-year-old kid. And I believe it was the dad there saw this backpack. May have been the kid's backpack. And threw it at the mountain lion. Mountain lion was distracted long enough for the dad to get the kid. The mountain lion takes the backpack up in the tree.
All right. Maybe you have a backpack full of meat when you're walking. Of course, that would draw the coyote. That would draw it down. Yeah.
That might get his attention.
All right. So he's just choking. So is the kid okay? Did the coyote get a hold of the kid at all?
No. Okay. No, they said it grabbed the kid by like his hood on his jacket.
And the guy got his hands around the neck and just choked it to
dad
death.
Dad jumped in and just choked it out.
And as you would as
a dad.
Oh,
you would. Yeah. That'd be the reason. I mean, anybody else, girlfriend, wife,
But a kid, you're probably going to...
You choke out that coyote.
You're going to be protected.
Protect your kid.
You're going to kill that coyote. And
you just tell your wife to run. Run, honey, run! And you start running with her.
And he's dead now.
Yeah, but you would definitely, for the kid, you would choke him.
And you're gonna milk that for all it's worth.
Oh, yes.
Hey, honey.
Yeah.
I choked out that coyote. Later on tonight, you...
Choke out the coyote.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.